What's up, Coach Coop listeners? I want to share with you about our awesome friends over at Nemus Rush Wealth Management over Raymond James & Associates. Their team takes a long-term approach to financial planning and investment management, carefully coordinating all the pieces, both professional and personal, that are central to your ultimate financial success. They handle the business of managing your wealth, leaving you free to enjoy the business of living it. Call the team, located in Novi, Michigan, to speak with a financial advisor at 248-449-5436. Raymond James & Associates is a member of the New York Stock Exchange and SIPC. Again, the number is 248-449-5436. Call today and tell them Coach Coop sent you. Make it a great one, y'all. Yes, sir. What is going on, y'all? Happy Monday, January 27, 2020, and welcome to the Coach Coop podcast for episode 100. Yes, 100 episodes in. We are with this process and with this journey. And when I sat down to record today and I saw that number 100, it really struck me. And it was a really cool moment for me to think back to this journey and where I started with this whole process when it comes to the podcast and the website. And I think it really struck me because of this. When I first started it, I really didn't know what to expect. It was more so just a hobby and something to do on the side with the extra time that I now had on my hands. But the more time I invested in it, the deeper I got into this process, the more I've come to really enjoy it and realize how much I get out of this whole thing and how much I think others get out of it as well. And it was an extremely gratifying moment for me, something to look back on and reflect on and really feel a sense of worth and significance and influence. And I was very proud of that moment. And that's not just floating my own boat, but I think when you invest your time and your efforts and things like that into something, when you realize that that's the result of your efforts, is the influence and the significance that you're trying to put out there, that's really something special. So it really hit me when I saw that number 100 on the screen. So I kind of nixed the recording in that moment and shifted gears a little bit in regards to what topic I want to talk about today. And I shifted to just that. And that is the process when it comes not just to stuff like this, but life in general and how much I really love this process-minded approach. And I broke it down into three different things that I get the most out of when it comes to focusing on the process versus the result of something. And I know for me, this is what I really hone in on, but others have different angles on it, which is so cool. But I think by presenting my angle when it comes to the process, you guys are going to see why I love this stuff so much, why I approach this stuff in the way that I do. And I really hope you find some value and maybe something that you can take away from this approach as well as I dive a little bit deeper into that topic for today. So before we get started, I guess, again, I want to say a big thank you to everybody who has been tuning into this stuff. It has exploded in ways that I had never anticipated. And because of that, I'm so thankful. I'm so grateful for you all. And I look forward to the next 100 as well. So let's jump right in. Again, the topic of conversation for today is going to be the process. Coach Coop Podcast, episode number 100. Let's get it. The process is a term that has been coined by many great leaders and influencers over the course of history. Nick Saban, Tony Robbins, and Abraham Lincoln are just a few who use or have used this idea as their guiding light when it comes to their endeavors. While different approaches to our work, our families, and our personal lives are always up for debate, focusing on this idea when it comes to our pursuits presents many potential benefits, both ones that I have personally found through trial and error, as well as from others, as to how this focus has brought incredible learning and value into their own lives. So, three of the most prominent benefits that I have found through the perspective of the process include the following. The first is this: revelation of character. And I choose to coin this idea as so. Challenges during the process of any entity surely provide opportunities for us to grow in both character and strength in numerous ways. But I believe that more importantly, they reveal to us who we already are as a person. The results of situations, the wins and losses, are predominantly the culmination of who we are and the decisions we have made throughout the process. That is number one. Number two is this: control over the now. And I coined this idea as so. Too often when we are pursuing our goals, the end result consumes much of our attention. And when that happens, we lose the ability and perspective on what will ultimately help us achieve that result. And that is the day-to-day work and decisions that add up to that outcome. Controlling our effort and purpose moment by moment will get us to where we want to go. That is number two. And number three, and probably my most favorite, realization of growth. And I coin it like so. Throughout life, we will experience both triumphs and defeats. That is fact. However, what about this perspective on it? When we find ourselves on the winning side of the equation, does that mean we automatically got better and should feel good about that result? What if whom we are competing against was drastically inferior in ability to us? Or maybe we have executed that specific job 1,000 times before. Or on the flip side, what if we fall just short in a very close match or barely lost out on a big time promotion? But the counterpart that got the better of us that day is the 3-time defending national champion or has 15 years of extra experience over us. Does that mean we failed and found no progress simply because the score sheet labels us as the loser that day? I would argue not. But rather, if we can look into the mirror and look ourselves in the face and ask ourselves, did I find progress and challenge and perspective today? Regardless of the win or the loss, if you can answer that question as yes, we have found growth. And ultimately, in the grand scheme of life, that is what we are searching for. So, all in all, whether our character is being revealed to us, we're controlling our moments, or finding our growth each step of the way, I believe the process is unbelievably empowering, and finding ways in our own lives to find this perspective towards our pursuits will bring us more joy, will bring more purposeful work, and will bring more happiness each and every step of the way. So as we embark on this week ahead, I challenge us to view one aspect of our lives with this process-minded approach. Rather than judging ourselves over the wins and losses that come our way, let's seek the learning and progress in those situations and build off of that wisdom. Use it to be better the next time, and continuing on our way on that path will allow for greatness to be realized. Let's make it a great week, y'all, through that process, through just choosing one aspect, not at all, especially if it's a new concept to us. Choose one aspect of our lives this week, hone in on that avenue, and see what we can find. Because I know we can do it. We should do it. And let me know what you think. Make it a great week, y'all. And again, I appreciate y'all. Episode number 100 on the Coach Cool podcast. Thank you. God bless. Coach Cool.